other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Wayne Matson's our guest, formerly with the NSA and, of course, the Navy. Syndicated columnist, reporter on national security issues. And he's basically concurring with my analysis. I'm seeing a lot of other people claim that the West is behind this. This does not fit into their overall strategy. Paul Joseph Watson has an article dealing with this at PrisonPlanet.com. Brzezinski feared global awakening has arrived. Monumental worldwide rallying cry for freedom threatens to derail New World Order agenda. This is not just a Muslim thing, as the media is trying to say. Look at these Muslim extremists. These are people starving to death, folks. The IMF, you know, the globalists do have something to do with it. It's by ordering these countries to pay more and more on debts, ordering the countries in shock therapy to cut back on their food stamps when close to half the population's on them in Egypt alone, ordering, you know, the further dollar devaluation, which you see more overseas than domestically, so things cost more for them, because even though they have their own currency, it's based in dollars. Wayne, in closing, where do you see this headed from your geopolitical research? I mean, how do you see this unfolding, and do you agree with Watson's article that the global awakening really has arrived?
Oh, yes. I think there's, you know, the genie's out of the bottle now, and they won't be able to put it back in. I think what we're seeing now in Lebanon, you've got a government the U.S. doesn't like, but clearly it's a coalition government, and it also includes Hezbollah, which we don't want to deal with. I think based on the Palestine papers, that's only going to increase the popularity of Hamas. We've got to deal with these. This is a situation, the real politics situation, to keep calling Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations and acting like they're not there is ridiculous. We're also going to be faced with these new governments in Tunisia, which is changing every day. They want all the old vestiges of the U.S. and French imposed regime gone. We may have a new government in Egypt. We may have South Yemen and North Yemen after the revolution there. We're going to have to deal with the situation as it exists. And if the U.S. wants to start sending special forces into those countries, well, you know what? The body bags are going to keep coming back, and they're going to increase the numbers. And that's not. And we don't want to hear from Obama that that's a just war, because if we impose ourselves in these countries, that's not a just war. That's imperialism at its worst. And we should get what's coming to us.
Well, again, when we say get what's coming to us, this isn't our country. We're run by these offshore banks that have created $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives and say that we owe this money. As you said earlier, we don't owe this. On record, we could cut every social program out there, and it wouldn't pay one-tenth of what these bankers say is owed. We got to do what Ron Paul said. Just like when an individual goes bankrupt, we've got to write all this so-called debt that the bankers have had to sign onto globally, all these foreign bailouts, write it off in the foreign aid, pull our military out of Iraq and Afghanistan, and pull it all in. But the bankers just are telling us with austerity, cut all of our programs here so that even more money can go to them.
Yeah, this defense budget has to be slashed dramatically, too. We don't need 50 bases in Germany. We don't need, you know, a half dozen or more bases in Okinawa and South Korea and these other locations. We need to bring these bases back. We can't afford it. It's just prolonging the American hegemon, and this is a failed empire, and we have to understand it's a failed empire, and we have to, you know, we got to stop acting like we're the Roman Empire here. We can't afford it. There's no sense in us having these. We have bases in 170 countries, something like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's over 3,000 bases total overseas in 170-plus countries, and it's only expanding. And, again, it's not even our empire. We don't even like the British. Some of the British people actually got spoils from it. We pay for it. We get the bad name. Then they use the hatred worldwide as a reason to set a police state up here. It's unbelievable. WayneMadsenReport.com, our website's Infowars.com. There's been some huge developments in Cairo, explosions, gunfire. Wayne Madsen, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Gonna leave you. Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All over Egypt, from Alexandria to Cairo, the police are joining the demonstrators. The military was called out in the last hour. We'll see if the military turns on the bark. If that happens, it's over. Will U.S. forces be sent in to secure the key oil ports? If that happens, this is edging towards World War III. Funny, Lindsey Williams with his big two oil execs, one died 2 months ago, the other's giving him more intel, said, watch for the Middle East for a big blow-up. That time has now come. Would the globalists inside trigger this against their own minions to bring in a crisis? Maybe. Explosions, gunfire heard in Cairo as protesters defy curfew as night fell. President Mubarak has expanded the night curfew nationwide, state TV reports. Egypt's military deployed on the streets of Cairo to enforce the nighttime curfew. There's incredible videos of them just shooting unarmed people. As thousands of protesters, it's hundreds of thousands, tried to storm the foreign ministry and state TV building in Cairo, the day of rioting and chaos amounted to the biggest challenge ever to the authoritarian president, Hosni Mubarak's 30-year regime. Well, wait a minute. The vice president, Joe Biden, is running around saying he's not a dictator. So if Joe Biden says the sky is red and you say it's blue, what do you do? If he says up is down and down is up and black is white, I mean, they told us that Hu Jintao isn't a dictator. And China's got all these stilted trade laws. We're not just competing against all their slave labor. We're competing against all of their internal tariffs that aren't declared but are there to keep our goods out. I mean, this is all just a disgusting, disgusting New World Order operation. And the populations of Ireland have been rioting. The population of Greece has been rioting. Much of Eastern Europe's been rioting off and on the last 6 months. And now it's happening there. And our media is saying, look at these Muslim extremists. Are they extremists in Dublin? Are they extremists in Athens? Are they extremists in other areas of the world? I mean, are they all Muslims? No, they're not Muslims. So they're trying to make this a Muslim issue. These people are being raped by the New World Order, and they're tired of a dictator for 30 years. They've had enough. Now, here's a big article that I think is incredibly important. You know, Google has announced they're going to start filtering out alternative news sites. We wrote that article Monday. Drudge Report linked to it on Monday and Tuesday. It got record readership. We've never had an article that be read by that many people. I think this one, 2 million people hit the site to read it. Just that one article, over 2 million. Egypt's internet kill switch coming to America. I think this article is one of the most important ever. And you hear our media, Associated Press, CBS News the last week going, Obama wants his kill switch. Obama wants his kill switch. The kill switch is already in place. And you saw Egypt flip a switch and the internet's boom, down. And they already have their own internal government internet. And that's what Internet 2 and this slow migration towards a censorship, taxed internet driver's license ID controlled web. So I'm going to go ahead and go over this article by Steve Watson. We need to get this out to everybody. And the best place for total coverage that I've seen, who up to the minute is adding new articles, is DrudgeReport.com. If you want deep analysis of what's going on, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for basic full spectrum breakdowns of what's happening. Brzezinski's feared global awakening has arrived. Monumental worldwide rallying cry for freedom threatens to derail New World Order agenda. We're going to be going over that report. This report, again, also from PrisonPlanet.com, Steve Watson, Egypt's internet kill switch coming to America. And it's also going up on Infowars.com. In response to widespread protests and mass unrest, the authoritarian Egyptian government has completely shut down the country's access to the internet, eliminating the use of social networking websites, other effective tools of communication and organization, and effectively sealing Egypt off from the rest of the world. Tunisia's also done that. And this is these government grids. This is what cybersecurity admittedly is set up to do. This is the internet kill switch, and they're getting you ready for it. Internet Intelligence Authority, RENASYS, has confirmed that virtually all of Egypt's internet access are now unreachable worldwide. At 2234 UTC, Greenwich Mean Time, they observed that, I guess that's Egypt time, virtually simultaneous withdrawal of all routes to Egyptian networks in the internet's global routing table. Approximately 3,500 individual BGP routes were withdrawn, leaving no valid paths by which the rest of the world could continue to exchange internet traffic with Egypt service providers. And why are they doing that? So people can't upload the YouTube videos. In fact, guys, if you just go to Drudge, I think we've got it up as well. I think I saw it on Prison Planet this morning. Man shot in Egypt. There's a whole bunch of those videos that are still on our YouTube in the U.S., but now people can't upload, so all you're getting is reports of smoke, fire, the army called out, police joining them, the police joining the demonstrators who are now torching government facilities and Western corporate headquarters. I mean, it is bedlam. We just showed you video of a man being shot from about 200 yards by paramilitary police. Not shot with rubber bullets, shot with a high-caliber rifle round. And you can see he's dead on arrival, dead very soon after he was hit. And there are reports that they are just machine-gunning people right now. So, of course, they shut the web off. They have arrested, and this is an example of what will happen in the West if they drop the hammer to bring us into the New World Order, if there's riots over starvation, which we're a week away from at any time. I'm saying it's going to happen in a week. I'm saying from the store shelves being emptied, from the welfare cards not working, you know, the digital food cards, the Lone Star cards we have here in Texas. People don't have physical food stamps anymore. They have credit cards. We're a week away from that, according to the Ministry of Defense in England and our own Pentagon studies. Within 7 days, complete rioting and bedlam. Within 10, complete lawlessness and murder just explodes. And within 15 days, near universal cannibalism. 15 days in every study in countless countries, they will be roasting humans on spits. I'm not saying that's coming, but that's – listen, I remember the Washington Post in 2000 in Argentina, which there was a saying 60, 70, 80 years ago, as rich as an Argentine. On average, in the entire Western Hemisphere, the Argentines were more wealthy than Americans. They were some of the wealthiest people in the world. On average, they had one of the biggest middle classes in the world, only rivaled, if you go back 80 years ago, to the breakdowns by Switzerland. Nobody else had more money per capita. Beautiful culture, beautiful architecture, super smart people, and the offshore banks came in and took over. And they imploded their economy again in 2000, 2001. The Washington Post reporter described And other media describe similar reports of an 18-wheeler filled with premium Argentinian beef dumped over and middle-class families in disheveled, ripped, fancy suits. It was described as, middle-class and wealthy families who'd been wealthy just a few weeks before the bank shut down, running out with knives, chopping blobs of raw beef out of the dead cows and gobbling it. Children, men, women, just bloodily like animals, just gobbling and just slashing with knives. Okay? Now, in the IMF World Bank documents that were leaked in 2002, they described that as the IMF riot. They actually like that because once they've imploded the economy, then people riot and panic even more for sometimes up to 6 months. That totally destroys any of the economy, any confidence, stocks, bonds, you name it. And the IMF World Bank can come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. They then, on average, triple the price of water. They put toll roads on all the existing roads. They triple the price of energy, of fuel, of electric power, coal power. This is their program. And they want to do something like that here in the United States. Continuing with this article, we need to get out to everybody that Egypt has completely shut down their internet. And then Steve Watson breaks down how the similar control grid is being set up here in the United States. The Obama administration, which currently funnels $1.3 billion in military aid to the Egyptian government per year, refuses to condemn Mubarak regime. Indeed, Joe Lieberman attempted to justify draconian legislation that would provide President Obama with a figurative kill switch to shut down parts of the internet indefinitely. He cited the communist Chinese system of internet policing as a model which America should move towards. We have a link to the video of him saying it on Larry King Live a year ago. And he said, right now, China and other governments around the world can disconnect parts of the internet in case of war, and we need to have that here too. He said last June, so about 9 months ago. So we've got that situation there. And again, this article goes on to break down all the legislation they're pushing. Listen, it doesn't matter if you're liberal, conservative, libertarian, socialist, communist, whatever your political bent is, religious. We better hang together or hang separate. Drudge, in the last 3 years, has been linking to us routinely. He's accelerated that in the last 6 months. And he mainly links to our articles about internet censorship and how it's coming. If we don't hang together, we're going to lose the internet. And I challenge other media like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and others who haven't really gotten into this much to come out and boldly state the facts that the federal government's out of control and is illegitimate and is openly moving to put the grid in place to shut the web down and sending up trial balloons on the hour to condition us to accept this. We've got to get hardcore. We've got to stop mincing words. I see all these big mainline media corporations lining up with government promoting internet censorship because under the new model that Google's announced, they'll be the only ones that are searchable. That's one way they want to start phasing out the freedom of the web. We've got to call a spade and call this what it is or they're going to get away with it. So other people need to step up like Grudge and start exposing Google, and the Pentagon's attack on freedom of speech in this country.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
While we're busy watching riots engulfing much of Europe and the Middle East, Obama's coming in with gun grabbing. That's coming up with Larry Pratt in the next segment. Then we got Lindsey Williams coming up with Bob Chapman. We're going to have them on together. Bob for the first 30 minutes, last 30 minutes, both of them, getting their response to what's happening in the world economy. I haven't even gotten into that information yet, but it is the big central banks that are causing this. They get you into globalism. They get you dependent on their fiat currency. They get the world for nothing. Then they implode economies to consolidate power. They want you poor. They want you broke. But they want to do it slowly. The people are resisting it. Now, I wanted to get to this because you think the Egyptians or the Irish would put up with the police pulling you over to look for, quote, drugs, strip searching you in broad daylight, and then doing a cavity search? Buried in this ABC news piece they go on to admit, and the police chief admits, says it's true, they did a cavity search. You know, the headline is strip search. It should be cavity search. And then buried, oh, they also pulled his underwear off. And well, I'm not going to, you know what a cavity search is. I mean, they're already taking blood warrantlessly. I mean, it's like they're trying to set the precedent that they're God. You're talking on a cell phone in front of Walmart, they call the police saying it's a gun. It's this hysteria. So we're all not trusting each other and only trusting big nanny state government. Let's go ahead and play part of this clip. Here it is, out of Atlanta.
I'm Jovita Moore in for Monica Pearson. Serious accusations against members of the Red Dog Unit during a traffic stop have sparked an internal investigation. Tonight, the Atlanta Police Department is telling us the evidence suggests the officers crossed the line.
The line?
New at 11, Channel 2's Eric Phillips is live tonight outside police headquarters with this exclusive insight. Eric.
Jovita, I am the only reporter to get my hands on documents relative to this case, including this incident report, which tells a very abbreviated and different version of what the victims are calling an outrageous case.
So they reached down your pants?
Yes, yes, actually.
Brian Kidd was riding with his friend and roommate Sean Venegas last June in downtown Atlanta when the two were pulled over by three APD officers, later identified as part of the Red Dog Unit. They say one of the officers had his gun drawn and proceeded to drag them out of the car and search it against the driver's will. They say they were made to pull down their pants in full view of others, and then they say it got worse from there.
One of the officers actually stuck his hand down into Sean Venegas's pants
to search to see, you know, in our private areas to see if we had any drugs or anything.
Then he says an officer committed what felt like the ultimate violation for his friend, doing a body cavity search.
They went to his bottom part. You know, that's just, you had to look away because, you know, that's my friend. I can't see him getting down like that.
That's enough.
The two men were riding here along Fulton Street on their way.
And they've got the incident report, and I've got the police chief's quote saying, as it looks like this happened. Well, I mean, why not? You've got the TSA sticking their hands down the pants. Down the pants. And we first reported on this. We've got men searching little girls. You've got TSA employees going crazy trying to pick women up, pulling women's shirts off, their bras off. They're settling these lawsuits. They're doing it. The cops think they're God. The TSA thinks they're God. They do it all because Al-Qaeda hit us or because there's drugs. And on every record, Al-Qaeda's government run. The drugs are shipped in by the government. And then they use it to put us in their prisons if we're dumb enough to use it. I mean, it's in congressional hearings. The CIA ships the schmack and the coke in. Now, the answer to that is don't use it. I mean, it's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen, that we do this in this society. We have more people in prison than anybody else in the world. And now they're moving to try to disarm the American people when the tragedy in Tucson had nothing to do with the guy's politics. And it was somebody with a gun. Folks tackled him, and thank God somebody had a gun there in case they needed to take him out. And they would have taken him out within seconds if he hadn't already been tackled. But, and I know a lot of police are good people. I get your letters. I get your emails. I don't speed as much as I used to, but I've been pulled over quite a bit by state police and Austin police, and I've been let off almost in every case. And it's probably not even right they're doing it, but they say, Alex, like the show, keep up the good work. I know most cops aren't bad people, but they're trying to train you how to be thugs. You're Americans, too, just like the police starting to join people in countries like Greece or in countries like Tunisia or countries like Egypt. I mean, countries like Romania. Just, we're not asking you to go out on the streets. We don't want any violence. Just let's stop doing things that are wrong. Let's stop it. I mean, I see new articles every day, police caught dealing drugs. Well, what do you think happened when they made alcohol illegal for 10 years? Alcoholism tripled. The organized crime exploded. The politicians became corrupted. The politicians didn't want to get rid of it. They were getting payoffs. They were getting money. It's the same thing here. And then the MTV culture and others promote drugs like they're cool. Let me tell you something, young people. The fact that I want drug decriminalization does not mean that I like drugs. Drugs are destructive. You get natural drugs from climbing a mountain or natural drugs from winning a touchdown playing touch football with your buddies or doing good in business or scoring the date with that girl. I'm high as a kite right now. High as a kite, and all I've had is one cup of coffee. I'm high on life. Don't use drugs.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
All right, Larry Pratt is our guest. We're going to him here in just a moment. Shifting gears out of the riots going on from Europe to the Middle East over the devaluation of the dollar causing food prices to explode. Roughly half of the Egyptian population on food assistance. They're getting hungry. We're going to be breaking that down and how it's going to affect oil prices, gold prices exploding. We're going to get into White House to push gun control. We knew it was coming. Here it is. And the guy on the Hill with the number one real pro-Second Amendment organization, Larry Pratt, here in just a moment. Then we got Bob Chapman and, of course, Lindsey Williams joining us coming up in the third hour today. I wanted to tell you about some of our great sponsors. First off, eFoodsDirect.com has a winter special, a 20% discount on several lines of their highest quality food. Just simply go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find those specials. Going into this depression, going into these uncertain times, we hope for the best, prepare for the worst. This is where I get my storable food. I believe in them. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Continuing as well, we just had a top chemist on with the federal government admitting that sodium fluoride is hurting people in the water and recommending that upwards of half of it be removed. Also announcing we want to ban the pesticide fluoride being used on food crops. We're telling you it's bad, and I filter my water big time, even though I'm now moving on to well water. I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. That's purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Okay. Politico reported the day before the State of the Union, Tuesday. They reported on Monday that Gibbs did say at the press conference, they had the video posted there, that yes, he'll introduce sensible gun control after the Tucson shooting. And then he didn't call for it. People said, oh, you're wrong. See, he's not going to do that. Well, and during the campaign, he said it was a conspiracy theory. We're not going to do that, even though Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, gave speeches saying, we want to put you extrajudicially. No judge, no jury, no proof, no appeal. We put you on a no-fly list. Over 2 million Americans now on it. Now you're on a no-buy list. And I can't tell you, I know a former NFL football player. I know a former UT star football player. I've met so many, I don't know why they're football players, but who are also veterans, no criminal records, who go to buy a gun for their grandson or themselves, and they're sorry, for some reason you can't. They just put something in their military file. Well, this is the move. So they're going to go and say, oh, under mental illness with no proof, we're going to say you don't have to have a felony now. You can't buy a gun. We need guns to protect ourselves from the mentally ill. You're not going to stop them from getting guns. They're going to move to ban assault weapons again. And they're announcing they want you to be able to only buy one gun a week. Those are the announcements they made prior to the announcement that the next week and a half he's going to do this. But here's Newsweek, and I want to get Larry Pratt, the head of Gunners of America, gunowners.org's take on it. White House to push gun control. Obama intentionally did not mention gun control in the State of the Union. But aides say that in the next 2 weeks, the administration will unveil a campaign to get Congress to toughen existing laws. Yeah, victim disarmament. They go on to say it was intentional, according to the White House, so that they wouldn't energize pro-gun groups. An administration official says Obama didn't mention guns in his speech because of the omnipresent controversy. Yeah, they know that the polls show it's going our direction. Liberals are buying guns. The omnipresent controversy surrounding the Second Amendment and gun control. So they want to do this by stealth. They don't want to make a big deal out of it so we can mobilize. Larry Pratt, tell us from your inside sources on the Hill, am I correct, because I'm going off what they were talking about before the shooting and after, what the Justice Department's pushing, is that what he's going to be unveiling?
You have your finger on the pulse, Alex, as usual. I don't think that the Congress, particularly the House, I'm not even sure of the Senate supporting anything to do with gun control, with the possible exception of trying to expand the already bad law that says if you have a mental health diagnosis, if you're viewed as you could be dangerous to yourself or others, you lose your gun rights, no due process at all. We tried to get that repealed and came close last year. So I think we have momentum even there, although that would be the most direct attack that I would expect them to try to make. Barring that, Boehner, refreshingly, said in the face of Republican Peter King's measure to make a congressman a roving 1,000-foot gun-free zone, said that's not going anywhere. And my guess is that the same would be of Carolyn McCarthy's ban on magazines that hold more than X number of rounds. But what they will try to do is indicated by what they've already been doing administratively, unconstitutionally, of course, even illegally. But, for instance, they have banned over 800,000 guns. They were Korean rifles that were to be re-imported into the United States. The Korean Army found them to be surplus. Already millions of these, well, at least hundreds of thousands.
That was guns anyway. We'd given them in the war, those wonderful M1s, correct?
That is correct. It's that M1 carbine, and lots of Americans have those things.
Yeah, I got one.
And it's kind of a fun thing. And, those might fall into the wrong hands. And, you know, the standard kind of liberal, we don't trust the people argument. Well, that at the last minute, that deal had its permit revoked, and boom, we're going to have to wait for a pro-American president, I guess, before we can get that taken care of. Hopefully the Koreans will wait long enough. Probably no domestic market big enough to handle it, except the United States.
Well,
anyway.
It's not just that. They're just destroying most of the regular helmets, jackets, clothes. That's why most of the Army Navies have shut down the last 5 years or so, because they're doing everything they can to keep any of that out of our hands.
Yeah, that is exactly right. They have a lust for destruction. In fact, part of this was a problem even somewhat under Bush, where they were destroying ordnance that was surplus or brass that
had 223-308.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we got an ammo shortage.
Well, that and frankly, ammo companies have been working 24/7, and the military has been buying it like crazy. But whatever the case, and that has eased somewhat. I think it was a shortage as much as anything, inspired by fear of the new president back in 2008. But now you've seen a jump in gun sales in Arizona. 63% spike the week following the shooting of the congresswoman.
And we're also seeing a lot of even Democrats now saying they're packing heat. That's good. That's the proper response. And, you know, have a security detail there packing heat. It's more guns, not less guns, that's going to stop drug addict, devil-worshipping liberals.
That's the way that we have chosen to try to respond to the gun control arguments. Oh, this shows we need more gun control. Well, yeah, if that's the case, then why does England have an increasing violent crime problem with guns? Because criminals don't obey the law, so we should be emphasizing, hey, good guys, there were 40 decent Americans standing around the congresswoman when this shooter boy got loose and started shooting people. They have a law in Arizona that's like two other states that says if you want to carry a gun in your pocket, your purse, openly on your hip, do it. Don't need anybody's permission. And yet none of the 40 or so had a gun on them. A guy that did carry concealed almost was there, but had decided the line was long enough, he'd go to the store and get something, come back. And that's the guy that came running to the sounds of the shots as he was leaving the store. He was the only guy that had a gun. Everybody else apparently just didn't. Well, you know.
Well, what's the statistics that the FBI admits that for every crime committed with a gun, there's so many other crimes that are stopped with a gun?
Yeah, the FBI data are not quite as good as the survey data that have been done by liberals like Dr. Gary Kleck at Florida State University, who find that you're probably talking about 4-1 crimes committed with guns, a fraction of the number of crimes stopped by guns.
Well, I mean, look, it's simple. We got folks with concealed carry here in my office. I'm packing, and it's not, it's there just like a telephone's there, or just like a cup of coffee's there. I mean, it's a tool, and I don't sit here living in fear. We advertise the fact that we're not going to roll over. And so people understand that, and that's the way to go. I love Sergeant Sam here locally. When he's on 590 AM, he points out, he's a former police officer. He's sitting right there with a fanny pack on, you know, in the studio. And, you know, they're not worried about it, but
you may have seen it. There's a little joke that's been going around on the internet, and a guy's talking to a cop, and the cop had made a road stop, and the guy said, well, I should tell you I have a gun. Or the cop asked him, I'm sorry. And he said, well, yes, I have one on me. And the cop said, well, what is it? And he described the handgun. He said, of course, I also have a rifle there in the back seat. And then in the back, I've got whatever else it was. And the cop said, well, what are you afraid of? And the guy said, absolutely nothing. So that's the way. And I think you're right. The numbers have been moving in our direction as far as support for firearms freedom. Americans are more and more aware that, like those Democrat congressmen, Cohen, for goodness sakes, there's about as liberal a guy and as unpleasant a guy as you can get. And he's come to the conclusion that he's going to carry a piece. Well, that's the most encouraging thing that I've heard of coming out of one of these tragedies. And it does help to change the discussion that maybe we are going to have to depend on ourselves. But here's what I think the socialist mindset really fears. If Americans, even liberals, start to realize that we're in it by ourselves. The cops aren't going to be able to be there when trouble strikes. Once you've made that decision that's so central to your existence that you're going to be responsible for protecting yourself against bad guys, then I don't know if you know Mike Adams, but he writes columns on Town Hall. He's a professor.
Yes.
And he used to be a liberal. And as he and I were doing an interview on one of my shows, I asked him, you know, you got that gun as a liberal when you saw a buddy get murdered. Listening to the rest of your story, it's obvious to me that that was the opening door to the rest of a change of philosophy. It didn't happen all at once, but once you made that critical decision in such a critical area of your life, you began to see that you had to be responsible, self-responsible.
Well, exactly, but I don't even call them liberals. I call them domesticated. I've told the story about many years ago. In college, I kept my guns at my parents' house, and I was going to go to the shooting range. And they had a major newspaper editor that's an old family friend down from Dallas, and they were in there having lunch, and he saw me walk out of my parents' bedroom where the gun safe sat, or out of the bedroom closet, walking through the front room, and he saw me with a rifle and a, you know, in a case and in a sidearm, and he got scared like it was a demon or a 100-foot cobra with red eyes, and he got so scared. And I said, "Look, it's unloaded. It's no big deal." And he was so scared to death. But if you could ever get them to go out, load it, learn safety, shoot it, boom, they're sold. You mm-hmm. get somebody, mm-hmm. and I've done this with liberals, with domesticated, castrated people. They literally grow their wavos back as soon as they fired the weapon. And when we had a culture of pure guns that was much less crime, total safety, but if you did do something unsafe with a gun, people would ostracize you. And, you know, I was trained that way. But shifting gears here, Larry, I mean, you don't like to play up these threats. You like to, you know, sensibly look at it. But look, they're announcing a flotilla of gun laws. Mm-hmm. A, what have you heard those are going to be briefly? And then B, they prime the pump that, oh, it's the fault of the guns that this is happening.
Right.
And what if there's another big event, another big shooting, and that legislation's introduced? I think this is a grave danger.
Well, that is the one thing that maybe could get somebody like Boehner to go wobbly if indeed there were some way for the left to continue the tirade against guns. But right now, it's not working. In fact, I just heard somebody refer to the left-wing libelers of Palin and the right and all as a Taliban doing an internet, an electronic stoning. And that didn't work this time. The folks didn't buy their message. And so if they're not buying the message that it was the freedom fighters in the country's fault for having put a target on Gabriel Gifford's district, well, then they're probably not going to support a move for gun control. So as long as we can hold tight in the polls, I think the congressman will probably be okay. But what they will need to do is to hear from people, and I would urge folks to go to gunowners.org, make sure you're getting our legislative bulletins, because when something, even however little a chance, starts moving, we're going to be right on top of it. We'll send out a bulletin, and embedded in there will be an email that you can send to the appropriate Congress critter to say what you like or don't like about whatever
sure.
that is. So the numbers game is still going to count. They need to know that people in their districts are of the right opinion, and that will help hold them in place.
In closing, Larry Pratt, what do you make of their admission that he didn't want to talk about it openly in the speech so that they wouldn't energize the pro-Second Amendment lobby that is the majority of the American people? I mean, that shows that they're doing something they know is unpopular right there. It shows they're scallywags.
And as long as they can do as much damage as they have been doing through the BATF, why take us on in open combat when they're doing pretty well cutting our throat from behind?
Well, that was my next point. What about the ATF just ordering from California to Texas, ordering gun shops to call them when they sell more than one gun? I mean, now they're just like mafia thugs that just tell you what to do with no law behind them?
Right. I am hopeful that, and I realize Darrell Issa, representative over the oversight committee, that's going to be looking into all this corruption in the Obama regime, he's got a long list of things that need to be attended to.
The health care waivers to their buddies.
All kinds of stuff. I mean, it's so incredibly long a list. And we've been urging, and Representative Paul Brown, who's the head of the Second Amendment Caucus, has been urging ISA, look, we know how long the list is, but would you please put the BATF on top? These guys are actually a danger even to the decent agents who are in the ATF. One of them had infiltrated Hell's Angels and had his cover blown. His home was burned down with his wife and children, and happily they got out. But this guy's life is in danger because the higher-ups not only are goofballs, but they really have no desire to do anything by the book. The two agents want to be whistleblowers because of what they saw of the BATF agents themselves running guns into Mexico to run the numbers up.
Well, Larry Pratt, thank you so much. It goes back to the ATF being founded out of the revenuers who were the whiskey police who were so corrupt. Abolish the ATF. You agree with that?
Absolutely.
Gunowners.org, our website's Infowars.com. Get the free alerts. Larry, we'll be fighting right beside you. God bless.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're going to look at the economy, all the evidence of it continuing to deteriorate as the central bankers have planned. The imminent fall of Egypt, it's, I'd say 60-40 right now that it's going to fall, 60 that it will fall to the people. Who knows what will come out of that? Bob Chapman with us for the full hour. The last 30 minutes, Lindsey Williams will be with him. Got a call from Lindsey Williams saying he's got breaking info dealing with the Suez Canal, a lot more. So that is coming up. I wanted to just briefly in this short segment bring Ted Anderson up, because if you look at the 10-year graph on gold, the 2-year graph, the year graph, it's going straight up. I mean, silver just a year ago was $20 an ounce, and it's gone up to $30. And they do manipulation whenever the contracts are coming up, and then it just bounces like a beach ball that you're trying to push under the bottom of the pool. And Ted's smart. Other gold brokers and people, when the market gets soft, they back off. Ted rushes in and buys, and then he's able to give you the lower price silver and gold until he runs out of it at the price when it went down as it goes up. But if you look at the graph, when it goes up and down, overall it's only going up. You look at the long-term curve on gold. In fact, let's show people watching PrisonPlanet.tv and us listening to the radio the 10-year graph on gold. Just put in 10-year graph on gold, and it's parabolic. It's parabolic. So there's these little bumps, but on its way up. And that's because of currency devaluation. That's why commodities are going up. That's triggering the riots, the starving all over the world. And the people going bankrupt. Ted, briefly, getting into the economy and today's special gold and silver offer. You can offer unbelievable deals. You can take folks back in the time machine to when gold was 40 bucks lower than it is right now.
Yeah, sure can, Alex. I love these days. I mean, we had 1308 gold, and I picked up a lot of gold at that price. Ran up to $1,348 an ounce, a $40 increase in one day. That's a huge increase. Silver went up over a buck. You know, if there's ever a time that you want to get the International Forecaster subscription, I'm offering the Frank at $288. You buy one of those, you get a full year of Bob's newsletter. And I haven't been able to make this offer since way back and last in the summertime when everything was all dead and nothing going on. This is a great time to be getting into that. Your silver dollars and videos at $31 per, you know, for three videos, three silver dollars, just the whole works. I mean, British sovereigns right now at $361. All of these are priced based upon this morning's open when everything was down. And we've got gold went up over, $40, and silver went up over a dollar. So everything is priced just great. And obviously, President Barack Obama was a little bit off on his speech when he said that everything was going great again because, you know, here's gold just raging back upward again. The dollar's, you know, dumping. People are racing to gold and silver because of the tensions in Egypt. You know, I can tell you right now, there's way too much going on in the marketplace to be thinking that this thing is over with for gold now.
Well, Ted, to be specific, though, you're talking about three silver dollars and three of my best-selling films. So basically, you pay for the silver dollars at cost. You get free shipping and then three free films, a $60 value on top of it. You've got that special, The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, and Endgame just on top with a great deal on the silver dollars that are collectors as well. I mean, that is a fabulous deal. You got great deals on gold francs, gold sovereigns, a lot of other coins. And to get the special discount, it automatically slashes prices on already great deals. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special when you call 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, again, tell folks about some of the other special silver and gold deals. What do you got on silver half dollars?
Well, Walking Liberty halves right now are at $13.30. They came down from $15 a piece, so that's a really good buy. The Lakota Nations right now are at $34.33. Those survival bags of dimes I've been telling you about, right now they're just poking underneath $2,000 a bag. They were $2,400 a bag here just a short time ago. Right now they're $1,996. They'll be back there again. That's 19 times as much as it was when silver dimes were selling for their face value back in the 1960s.
Absolutely, folks. 800-686-2237. Get a leg up on inflation today. Give Midas Resources a call and support the network. It's not really supporting it at those prices, but it's a loss leader. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.